as we continue our interviews for our extended news at noon here on WISR, what I wanted to do today is talk to, I say farmers, but in the limited space that I have in capacity, I only have one on the phone with me right now, but Ed Teeley from the Teeley Dairy Farm. Know you well, Ed from Cabot. Thank you for spending some time with me on the phone today.
Thank you for letting me chime in.
Absolutely. And I think it's fascinating what you do. I'm not a farmer, but I grew up with friends who were farmers, dairy farmers, as a matter of fact, same thing you do. So I was around their farm quite a bit. But yet, even in this time that we're in, I don't think a lot of us know what you all are going through. And so right now, I'm going to generally assume that the distribution is down. And when that's down, how does that affect you as a dairy farmer?
Well, it cuts back on our demand for milk. And, of course, when you have a perishable product like we do, there's not a lot of time to deal with it. You can't just sit on it till things turn around and get better. So where we ship our milk to has told us we have to cut back 15% simply because they cannot get rid of the milk either.
And
most of that that they cannot get rid of would be going to a cheese plant. And a lot of that would be used in institutional or restaurant facilities, which are pretty much shut down. So the demand there's some demand, but it's dropped considerably since then. So
and don't schools play a role?
We've been told not to cut back 15%.
And don't schools play a role in that as well in buying a lot of local dairy?
Yeah. Schools are a big issue. There is always a lower demand in the summertime when schools are out. But this time of year, that was never an issue. We always had demand from the schools.
Right.
So that's a big issue also.
Okay, so the big question, and I know there are a couple of things we can go through on how you do slow down production or the possibilities, but generally speaking, cows don't stop. And so how in the world do you manage this when production or distribution is down?
Well, this is actually a first for me to actually be told to cut back, no exceptions. Basically, you will cut back or we might not take any of your milk. So, but a couple options are is to dry a cow off early, a cow that would be later in her lactation in the time that she produced milk. You can cut her back on feed and she will naturally go down in milk to the point where you would just dry her off. So we would dry her off early so she'll have a longer dry period. That's an option. That's not one I'd rather do. Of course, I'd rather have demand for the milk.
Right.
And then the other option would be to actually get rid of some cows that are going to be getting rid of anyway, but we normally wouldn't do it till later on, as in they're still milking quite a bit. We can send them to slaughter earlier just to cut production. And one thing we are doing we've never done before, we are actually feeding milk back to cows right now. We are putting it in our what we call a TMR, a total mixed ration. It's all the haylage and corn silage and grain mix all mixed together. And we normally would put water in that, but right now we are putting milk in instead of water.
So
when I first heard of that concept, I thought, that just doesn't sound right. But we've been doing it now for, several days, and it's been working out well. The cows are still eating good, and it's one way to not literally throw that milk into the manure spreader. Get some good out of it, because obviously milk has an awful lot of nutritional value in it, so nutrition for humans as well as cattle, so we get something out of it that way also.
So when you're putting it in the manure spreader, that's how you're recycling it, is putting it back into the feed?
No.
Okay, so that's something different.
That's the last resort. That would go out in the field with the manure.
Okay.
We're putting in our TMR mixer, which is the feed that the cows are getting. We put into that, and it gets mixed in with their haylage and corn silage and grain mix.
So you have options, not really the ones that you want, and not that we would want either. We want you to be able to be at full production, but there are options that you have. But at the same time, when you look at the overall picture, this is all about money as well. I mean, you operate on a budget that you need to be able to recoup. And so even if you took these options, or if you have to do one of these options in reutilizing this milk and not just dumping it, are you still losing money in the end?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you figure it costs us to produce that milk, it costs us money. I mean, these cows have to be fed. You cannot cut back too much in the cow, because if you do, when the time comes that I'd want that production back, she's not going to give it to me if I've been cheating her all along. I need to keep her up And in order to keep her up in production, I've got to put a lot of money into her feed to keep her up. So I'm spending money to make milk that I'm throwing away. So it's almost a double hit. Not only am I not going to, I'm losing money on throwing the milk away, I'm losing money because I've spent money to produce that milk. So it's, I consider it almost a double hit.
And I just want to make sure that people who are not farmers and when they hear you say we would feed the cows less, you're not starving the cows. It's just you know how much feed to put
right.
into.
We would cut back on the inputs that would tend to maximize production.
Right. Okay. And so then let me ask you the term dumping milk. When you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the options that you could use or that you are using in putting the milk back in the feed, is that what dumping milk means? I've heard stories where farmers had to say, I've dumped my milk. Or is dumping milk getting rid of it altogether?
Yeah, well, most of the time dumping milk means you literally are taking it out, whether it be in a manure spreader or taking it out in the tanker truck itself and spraying it right onto the ground, dumping it right out onto the soil.
So you've had to consider these options over the past couple of weeks. Are you now reducing the amount of production? Because where I'm going to with this question is when things get, if we even want to call it back to normal, but when we get back into the swing of things here in society, how long does it take for that cow or for your overall production to meet standards once again?
You mean to get the cow back up to where
yeah.
she was?
Yeah. Or? How long does it take to bring the cow down and then to turn around and have that cow milking again?
Well, obviously the cow, if she's a tail end of her lactation, the time period she'd be giving milk, she would probably go dry, and I will not get her back until she has a calf and start on her next lactation. Now, a cow that is an early lactation that has just recently had a calf, that's the cow that really wants to milk, and those are the ones I try not to cut back any more than I possibly have to, just because if I cut her back now, it's going to ruin her for her whole lactation. She will not come back like she could have. So you kind of almost don't want to cut her back too much and dump the milk in hopes that you'll need the milk later, because if you cut her back, you're not going to get it back. And we're talking a year's cycle, as in the time period she has a calf would be bred back and goes dry. It's a year cycle that you're dealing with there. 10 months of lactation, 2 months of dry period normally.
Ed,
so it's not a flip the switch and you got more milk or flip the switch and you got less milk.
Right. Ed Teeley with me. Yeah, Ed Teeley with me with the Teeley Dairy Farm in the Cabot area. And Ed, I want to ask you how much milk you produce on your farm in a day, in a month's time. But I ask that, and folks, as Ed answers this question, keep in mind, you're just one farm. There's so many farms in this county that are hurting, aren't there, Ed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm a small farm. I'm definitely on the small end. We only milk about 40 cows, produce about, about 700 gallons of milk every other day, or 350 gallons a day. And at this point, we're getting rid of, whether it be literally dumping or using it to feed cows, about 50 gallons a day that we have to get rid of in one form or another to reduce our production.
And that's a lot of milk. I mean, when you put it into perspective and families at home are thinking, hey, I'd buy it, the next question is, what can we do for you? Because you don't sell your milk outright, right? You send it to your processor and the cycle continues from there. Why can't you just sell it to the general public?
Well, when the milk coming straight from the cow is called raw milk. It is not pasteurized or homogenized. And in the state of Pennsylvania, you can sell raw milk, but you have to have a license to do so. And you have to have certain inspections and so forth, because they somewhat consider raw milk to be a little bit of an issue. It can carry certain bacteria and so forth that pasteurization does kill. Now, we personally drink our milk. I personally have no issues with it, but legally, I'm not allowed to sell it without a license. And that's not something you just get in a week's time and have all the inspections up and running. That's a long-term deal if you're going to go down that road. So it wasn't really an option to say, I'll just go ahead and start to sell milk myself right directly here on the farm. It's not really a viable option.
Then what can we do as a community, as we're listening to you and realizing that the dairy farmers and other farmers as well, but as since I'm talking to you, the dairy farmers are hurting right now because distribution is down. What is it that we can do at home for you?
I would say the biggest thing is drink lots of milk and make sure it's consumed from a local processor. We personally ship to Marburger Dairy. There's Schneider's. There's Turner's. Make sure it's a local processor where you know the farmers that in the area are actually shipping their milk to, so that you can help increase the demand for that milk. And, of course, the higher the demand, the less we're going to have to try to get rid of the excess then.
Can you can you freeze milk at home?
Yeah, you can freeze milk, yeah. You can take it. I mean, you obviously have to take some out of the container to let room for expansion, but you can freeze it. And I'm not sure really how long, but I know it will. You can use it later on down the road. It will keep that way.
Has there been any kind of relief for you from the government or loans or the state or from, like, farmer bureaus? Or has there been any kind of relief for you to help you through this time?
Well, at this point, I just literally listened to a conference call here with Butler County Farm Bureau had with the Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, here in Pennsylvania. And at this point, he said they're hoping there's going to be some type of compensation for this milk that had to be thrown away, but it's not for sure yet, and there's no price put on it. He did say if there is compensation, the price will be considerably lower than what we normally be getting. So we might get some money back, but nowhere near what we could have if we would have been able to sell it normally.
And I hope you do get relief. I hope you get support. I hope you continue to do what you do. I know you have a family-owned farm, and that's quite important to you and your family members. As we look, though, again, as the bigger picture, even if you were to get relief, doesn't that still interrupt the cycle? Because, like you said, it's not a light switch that a cow just starts producing milk. And those for us at home, if this continues to slow down, would we have a shortage of milk for any reason?
I don't foresee having a shortage of milk. One thing about the milk business, if enough people around here quit, we are just a drop in a bucket. They will bring milk in for other areas of the country for the supply of the demand. But there again, if you like to, you know, buy local produced products and so forth, yeah, if enough of guys like me, you know, if this is the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know, some people might end up getting out of the business. So that's why, to me, it's important to buy local, support your local dairies, your local dairy farmers, as far as, you know, keeping it local rather than having milk brought, you know, three or four states away to supply our demand here. And it's a real possibility because the farmers, Butler County right now, I think is down to 24 dairy farms in the county, which has dropped, you know, probably in the last 20 years. There was probably over 100 20 years ago. So it's not a business that people are jumping to get into by any means.
Absolutely. I want to ask you one question that doesn't have specifically to do with dairy farmers, but farmers in general. I know you depend on each other. Quite a few farmers are friends, and they help each other out. So what would you say about the farming industry overall? Maybe you just answered my question a moment ago there with how many farms we do have in the county, at least with dairy. But what would you say as the farming industry overall? Has the whole farming industry been hit with this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the price of grain right now has dropped considerably also. Right now, agriculture has really taken a big hit. It's just, I wouldn't have thought when this happened, whenever it first happened, and they talked about people were panic buying meat, eggs, milk, whatever. I thought, boy, I'm really a popular guy. They really need me. I felt real good about myself for about a week. And then they pulled the rug out from under me and said, hey, we don't need your stuff anymore. Farming's not for the faint of heart. I think if you weren't born into it, you probably aren't going to do it because it's just a little, it's rough.
It's hard
these
work.
These times make it even worse.
Yeah, and I know that we shared a video, I think, from your young farmers that they produced a great video in Butler County about how you're still farming. And you still are, and yet you have these barriers that you have to go through every year with do you have enough rain, or do you have too much rain, or what's the season going to be like? And then you put this on top of it, and everybody in every industry has been uprooted. But you are so essential to life. I mean, all the farmers are just essential. And so I applaud you for what you do. I know the rest of us applaud you as well. Again, if you want us to buy milk, then we need to go out and buy milk locally. Ed, before I let you go, Ed Teeley with the Teeley Dairy Farm. I know we can catch you online on Facebook. You have a great Facebook page there with Teeley Dairy Farm. Anything else that you would like to share with us before I let you go today, Ed?
I'd just like to say the other consideration with the milk right now is not only are we cutting back 15%, the remaining 85% that we are going to be selling, because of all this, has dropped, the price of that has dropped about 20%. So, you know, what we are able to sell, if we're going to take a 20% deduction or, you know, hit on the price of that. So this was a tough one. In the dairy business, we've been, in the last 5 years, have been the worst I've ever seen. In 2020, it was shaping up to be one of our year of redemption. It looked like it was coming back until this happened.
So then let me ask you then about the price of milk. How does that trickle down to everyone in this cycle, from you all getting the milk out to your processors and your processors going forward from there? If milk is less per gallon at the store, does that mean you all get cut financially, or how does that work in the cycle when we're talking money?
As a rule, the price of milk, what we get for our milk, doesn't have a whole lot to do with what you pay for in a store. For example, as what we got last month for March's milk, we got $1.68 a gallon is what we got. So that doesn't relate too much to milk in a store being like $4 or whatever. So if we take a big hit, what we get, usually don't see that kind of a drop in the store, but neither will you see that kind of an increase as far as goes up quite a bit either. There's a lot more hands that goes through from me to the consumer in the store as far as prices added and subtracted accordingly. But, yeah, so we literally right now, we got $1.68, and we're looking at probably $1.34 when we take the hit here. So
one more time, Ed, if you could remind us, who are our locals? I know Marburger is one, but who are our local companies that we should be looking for when we go into stores?
Schneider's would be another one here. I'm looking kind of Western PA type. Schneider's, Turner's. I believe Dean's is too. The one thing you can look for when you buy milk is there's a code on the right up near the cap, and it'll have a code. It'll say a two-number code and then a dash. You look for I'm pretty sure 42 is the code, meaning that was bottled in the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
It's not a 42. Pardon me?
I didn't know that. Okay, so I'm jotting that down. That's new to me. Okay.
So, yeah, if you don't see a 42 on that code, then that means that milk was not bottled. You can actually, I'm not sure what the website, you can go to a website and find out where that came from, where that bottling, that number, first, the two-digit number was from. It'll tell you what state it was bottled in.
So are there some farms in this area that would send their milk out and have it bottled elsewhere and then it be brought back in?
It's possible, depending on where they ship to. Yeah, if they're into one of the bigger cooperatives, like Dean's is a bigger cooperative versus Marburger being what they call an independent dairy.
Right. Interesting.
And I think Turner's is also, and Schneider's, I believe, also.
Well, Ed, I could keep you here all day. I do. I find it fascinating what you do, and it is such hard work. And so I have to applaud you for that. And you have a great family with the Teeley Dairy Farm there, and your sons are fabulous. And I always see them online with their drones, and I love that when they've incorporated that into your farm. But, Ed, thank you for your time. I appreciate what you do, and on behalf of the county, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and we need to go out and buy some milk.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to me.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.